Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast today. Paul Enos and I talk with Ray Bacon of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. And on the Power Pundit panel, Michael Hackett, Jesse Wadhams, and Mindy Elliott. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employee safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Ray Bacon. He is Executive Director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
So Lance Gilman was on the program a couple of weeks ago and talking about a new project that will be larger in size than Switch and Tesla combined. That would be 4,000 plus acres. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on who that might be?
Well, there's been 14 rumors floating around and things like that. Two or three of which are related to the auto sector. Really have no idea and things like that. But when you're talking large-scale employment, the large single facility type operations that are doing anything have a tendency to be in one of two areas at this stage game. They're either aircraft or automotive.
What are the issues that we've had attracting those kind of businesses to our state in the past, that heavy industry, have been our power rates?
Yeah.
We're now seeing, you know, with Faraday, with Tesla, these guys coming and locating here. Are we more competitive on energy than we have been in the past?
If you'd asked me that question before this current battle on the solar thing, I might give you a different answer. At this stage of the game, what we have, in my estimation, is an absolutely confusing energy policy in this state.
Okay, so a couple of things here. Let me just step back here for a moment. So ClickBond in Carson City is, you know, manufactures for the airline industry, or aircraft industry, I should say. So do you see some kind of tie there with potentially who's coming, or do you think it's more likely to be automotive?
ClickBond could be located. You know, they now provide fasteners for almost every aircraft in the world. And so consequently, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter where they're located. It just very, very much like Bentley, which, you know, I spent a big chunk of my life years ago there. Bentley could be located any place in the world as well. So when you take a look at it, the real issues, and Paul and I had this discussion recently, we take a look at the real issues of the companies that are truly successful. especially in the industrial products. If you are making a product that dramatically changes the productivity of your customer, then you're going to be successful regardless of where you're located.
And then the follow-up part here, which is interesting and goes on to what Paul was asking, is that Switch and Tesla are both paying more for green energy rather than providing their own energy just because of their arrangement with the power company. So I think that that's an interesting thing where companies who want to be green are prepared to pay more than the regular going rate for power. So despite the cost of power in the Silver State.
But go back to what I said. Switch is clearly adding monumentally to the productivity and or safety of their customers. Tesla is a company that, perception-wise, is adding substantially to the productivity and the value for their customers. Now, the Tesla thing, it's a matter of perception, whether electric vehicles will do enough to work on the whole energy consumption issue and the carbon picture and all the rest of that thing. I don't think anybody has that answer yet, including the Tesla folks.
So if it's not energy, which we have heard has been a driver for people wanting
and
to locate
somewhere.
And
for sure, and I totally agree.
Workforce development, taxes, what is it, and why should somebody decide to come to Nevada to be a manufacturer?
Well, let's just talk about, and Lance puts this in his pitch as much as anybody does, and he's 100% right on this. The big attraction for Trick, more than any other thing, is the fact that you will never have residential encroachment on the industrial area. So once you get there, you know what the rules are going to be. The rules are very clearly spelled out, and you don't have to worry about somebody coming in and filing a lawsuit that's going to hold up your whole project and things like that. A deal is a deal in Story County, and you can count on that deal being done, and you're not going to get held up, and you're not going to wind up with somebody coming along and says, I don't want that plant to operate 24 hours a day.
And also the speed of the permitting process.
Oh, well, that's all part of the thing. I mean, a deal is a deal, and it could be done really quick. And that's what John Lee is trying to duplicate at Apex. He's trying to get his, you know, I don't think he'll get down to the responsiveness that takes place at Trick, at Apex.
Oh, yeah, multiple layers of government.
Exactly.
You know, like
but I think he's going to get close.
County Planning Commission.
Yeah, I think he's going to get pretty close.
But doesn't he have to get all the landowners to come on board and maybe money into all of this?
He's not there yet, by any stretch of the imagination. I think he's going to get there. You have to remember the basis for Apex being created in the first place. After the PepCon explosion 20-some years ago, it was one of those things where they were going to force all the complexes in Henderson to move out there. And government was going to offer them zero to move. And I think if I remember correctly, and I could be way off on this number because this is 20-year-old information, the ticket for TIMET to move was about $1.5 billion or something like that, and they kind of said, if you're going to offer us nothing to do, we probably are not going to move. We will leave rather than move. And that was at that point in time close to 500 jobs, and the county backed down. But in the process of backing down, they stopped any infrastructure work to make Apex viable in the first place. So it could have been viable 25 years ago, and for political reasons, it wasn't.
And the good news is that has changed, and that the state and especially John Lee has to take a lot of credit for this.
Absolutely.
Have made incredible moves, but it's still going to take a long time for Apex to be functioning. I mean, you know, TRI was purchased in 1998, and here we are in 2016 seeing the full bloom of what's going on. But there was a lot of infrastructure put in, paid for by the developer, not by the state. Now the state is putting in tons of money.
But if you take a look, I think without the recession, that Trick would have been functional 5 years earlier. And so that's a relatively short, you know.
It was still functional, though. I mean, you look at the distribution centers, look at the interchanges they were building. I mean, those were all
look
things
that
happened.
Look at the Walmart thing. Yeah.
Oh, no, all those things were huge.
Yeah.
But they weren't huge in the way that it's huge now.
No.
I mean, it has taken a massive leap forward. Let's take a break. More with Ray Bacon when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Bacon. He is Executive Director at the Nevada Manufacturers Association.
Ray, you and I have had numerous conversations, both on this show and then, you know, out there in our respective business roles. Yeah, about workforce development. Yep. You know, it's a big issue for our sector, for trucking, for transportation. You sit on the Workforce Sector Council. Can you tell us what you're looking at doing to streamline the process to make sure that our employers are getting the right people into these jobs?
Well, let's kind of walk through the numbers a little bit first to get the state and actually kind of the Fed said that you need to have sector councils that are focused on where your jobs are going to be coming from, and that's part of the changes that took place in the Workforce Act. So they set up a separate council for the manufacturing sector, technology, logistics, medical, and I'm missing a couple more.
Aerospace?
Aerospace and defense was a separate one, even though that's mostly manufacturing jobs. So they set up these separate councils, and it was going to take a look at where we were at and where we needed to go. The first effort wasn't great as far as selecting the people that were going to be on there, because what you need on those councils is the people that are actually hiring. If in my sector, there's companies here in manufacturing that haven't hired anybody in 5 or 6 years, since the start of the recession, effectively. So we had some of those people on those things. The Manufacturing Sector Council, which I sit as the vice chair of, we're in the process of getting that weaned down to people that are in the hiring mode. Whether they're new companies or old companies, doesn't matter, but we got to get to the hiring folks. They have now asked us to combine the Logistics Council into the Manufacturing Council because there is a synergy between the two. And so that's kind of where that thing is going. What we're trying to take a look at is the education in this system in this state does not have a great reputation. So we wind up with people that are lacking basic skills. So we're taking a look at using a tool called the National Career Readiness Certificate to make sure that the applications and the people that we put into these training programs have the basic skills necessary to be successful.
Are these training programs at the community college, or are these training programs in high school at a career and technical academy?
The answer is right now they're at the community college, but long term they need to be broad spectrum. That's a universal test that takes a look at workplace reading, workplace math, and problem solving skills. Every employer needs people with those skills. Doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this. You know, Aaron West has been on the program with the Builders Association, and he's been talking about, how people are just being pushed towards college, and they don't realize that there are great careers out there in construction and other associated trades. And should we be doing some kind of statewide marketing campaign to let kids know that this is a great area to go in, that you can make a good living in these areas?
The first PFSA to tout the effectiveness of the for jobs in the manufacturing sector is in progress as we speak. But the same thing applies across the board. Yes, there are good jobs. And I'm going to say something which is not going to be politically correct here.
Shocker.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We're looking at a going to college rate in this state, which is only 30% of our population, okay, but if you take a look at, which is behind every other state pretty much, but if you take a look at the jobs in this state, we don't need a college degree for about 60% of our jobs right now, and we are doing very little to emphasize those jobs for the non-college bound student, and those are the people that we need to save.
The jobs that we're going to see growing in the future, though? I mean, for manufacturing, maybe I even look at trucking. You know, a mechanic is going to have to be a computer programmer in the future.
But that does not mean a college degree. That means specific skills to deal with that technology. And that it's the same thing we find in manufacturing. Yes, I need somebody that can deal with the robots. He doesn't need to have a college degree. He needs to understand how the robots go and how automation goes and how machining goes and all those kind of skills. So we're looking at a technically competent workforce, which has to change with the technology. They have to have really solid basic skills. I need somebody that not only has learned the skills that they need today, but has the ability to move on up as the technology changes. Because in manufacturing, the technology will change. In the trucking industry, you and I both believe we're not that far away from automated trucks driving across this state.
Well, they're here.
They're here, but they're not.
They're not in.
They're
use.
Not on the road
no,
yet because they got to change some laws. You know?
Well, they can go on the road in Nevada.
Yeah, but not. You know, we don't have the rules set up for caravans.
Yeah.
Or various
all right,
things
but,
like that.
But bottom line, manufacturing you believe is going to increase, but the number of jobs will not necessarily be as great due to the fact of robotics.
Yeah, the number of jobs is going to increase because we're winding up with new companies, but in the manufacturing sector, if you're not gaining productivity, you will not be around.
And that's where we have to leave it. Ray Bacon, always a pleasure. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Are you going through a divorce? You risk losing your home, your money, your retirement, maybe even your kids. You need an attorney who's experienced here in the courtroom. Call me, Richard P. Davies, to get the results you need, because experience matters.
If you're doing everything right, but find it harder and harder to get by, you're not alone. While our people work longer hours for low wages, almost all new income goes to the top 1%. My plan? Make Wall Street banks and the ultra-rich pay their fair share of taxes. Provide living wages for working people. Ensure equal pay for women. I'm Bernie Sanders. I approve this message because together we can make a political revolution and create an economy and democracy that works for all and not just the powerful few.
If you've been injured in an accident, you shouldn't have to worry about medical bills, getting your car repaired, or losing time at work. Let me worry about that. The only thing you need to worry about is getting healthy again. Call me, Richard P. Davies, because experience matters.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Jesse Wadhams is here of counsel with Fenimore Craig. Mindy Elliott is partner with Capital Partners. And Michael Hackett is with Auris Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here. So we're going to take a quick vote. We've got four people on the panel. Do we talk Trump or not? In favor, raise your hand.
No.
Okay.
I think we should. Why not? I mean, this is something that everybody is talking about. This is the story.
And this is the morning of the debate.
This is the morning of the debate where he may or may not show up. And, you know, is it a smart move? Is it a brilliant move not to go to the debate and have all the other networks covering him? Is it a huge faux pas? Yeah, I think it's worth a conversation.
Well, look, I think obviously, you know, if you're a front runner, you tend to avoid going to debates because of what's in it for you. You really can only make mistakes, and as we've seen, but I find it funny. Apparently, the guy can make no mistakes as to his polling number, so I don't know that it matters one way or another, really.
Mindy?
This is Iowa. 40% right now are they do not know. They're uncommitted. They don't know who they're going to vote for. I think it's a mistake.
Okay, but now, isn't the real issue here how crazy polling is? A, too many polls. B, not enough people picking up hardline phones anymore.
Correct.
So you're not getting the information.
Well, they pull cell phones, too.
I know, but people are not, you know, most people, if they don't recognize the phone number, then they don't answer their cell phone. I mean, I got a message yesterday with a 702 area code. I call back because they didn't leave a message. Sorry, the poll is over now.
Well, I just think that, you know, even though Trump doesn't seem to have any grasp of the issues, he talks out of both sides of his mouth, I think the one thing he's a master of is the media, and he has totally controlled the media,
I think that is unfair. I think the guy does have a grasp of a number of issues, and I think, you know, to say that about somebody who's been able to amass billions, you know, for a private company, you know, I think to say he doesn't have a grasp of the issues is not accurate in the least.
No, I disagree with that, and I think the issues that he faced as a private businessman and as successful with all of the pitfalls he's had as a businessman, I don't think they're comparable to what he would face as a president.
Well, I think he understands tax policy better than anybody. I think the guy absolutely understands how to negotiate with people. I mean, this is somebody who
understands. Apparently, now Fox News.
this is part of a negotiation. I mean, if you read The Art of the Deal, one of the things Donald Trump says is, don't be afraid to walk away from a negotiation. And he's absolutely right. And you look at somebody who has employed that rather successfully during his career, and that was Ronald Reagan, when he was negotiating with Mikhail Gorbachev over Star Wars, over the Strategic Defense Initiative. So I think Donald Trump, I mean, I kind of lean to maybe this is a brilliant move on his part where he's showing this is how I'm going to negotiate. I'm not afraid to walk away.
He can't lose with whatever he does because the media is just so...
The liberal media is in the bag for Donald Trump.
Oh, no. It's just
they're enamored of the sideshow.
They are.
Absolutely. Because, you know, David Brinkley said years ago that people think that most days that there's stuff going on in the news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when in fact most days there are absolutely nothing going
on. That's right.
And that's the reason why Donald Trump is the big story, is because it's exciting. But I think the big winner here is Fox News, Roger Ailes, and his protege, Megyn Kelly, and the idea that Fox News wants to bring more Democrats to watch the programming on Fox News because it's the only way they can grow the audience. So,
well, it's better programming than a lot of the other networks, too. So,
well, you're comparing news networks, and I wouldn't disagree. The ratings tell that story very well.
Is it a pop star or is it policy that you're interested in?
Right, exactly. It's the celebrity of the whole thing.
Well, I think it's Barack Obama was really the, you know, kind of the guy who brought in a lot of that. I mean, I think Barack Obama, one term, United States Senator, actually, I think it was 4 years in when he was elected president, was really, you know, our first rock star candidate to achieve this kind of success.
All right, I want to change topics here, if I may. So lawyer Devin Reese is going to run as a Democratic candidate for State Senate District 15 against former Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Ganster. This is also the race in which Dennis Hoff, the brothel owner, is running as a Libertarian. Your thoughts on this race and how this ticket could be split, and could Heidi Ganster, who is the chosen candidate, actually lose?
Well, I think so. I think it, you know, it makes it interesting because don't forget that Heidi has also drawn a harder right Republican primary challenge. So, you know, the issue is going to be there's going to be a lot of money spent in really what is, I think, Northern Nevada's only competitive Senate district. And so by putting three candidates in there, you really are going to be cutting into the Republican base, I think, more so than the Democrat. And I think that really only inures to the benefit of Devin Reese.
And Mindy, you're in with the Women's Republicans Clubs in Northern Nevada, and you certainly have your ear to the ground. What are they saying about all this?
Jesse has a really good handle. We're looking at Eugene Hoover first. You got Eugene Hoover and Heidi, and Eugene is right of Heidi. And how is she going to explain? It will be interesting. She's going to be at our club, and we're going to have an opportunity to ask those tough questions of her regarding some of the votes that would have been taken during the last legislative session, and it'll be interesting to hear her response.
Michael, your take on this?
Actually, I agree completely with both with what they both said, so I really don't have anything to add.
All right, then let's
Heidi Ganser is a fantastic candidate who has crossover appeal to Democrats, to independents. So I still think this is Heidi's race.
The path is harder.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's always harder when you have somebody running against
you. Especially when you have that independent in there. What is that going to do to the vote?
I think she's the best candidate, and it's hers to lose.
Agreed.
Because she will be able to, you know, grow that base of support away from just your hardcore Republicans, away from your moderate Republicans. She will be able to get independents and Democrats.
But like what Mindy said, though, too, she is she's going to have to answer, what would you have done had you been in the legislature?
So is Devin Reese.
She has dodged that so far.
If he wants to put money into it,
could put a lot of money.
We'll be right back.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief. And someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Information technology is one of the fastest growing fields in the country. Just think about it. Technology is making things possible we couldn't even have imagined just 3 years ago. It has changed the way we communicate, and big data is here. If you want to join a growing field and start a real career, get a degree as an information technology specialist. Start now with an easy call to Career College of Northern Nevada.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you next week.